Hey, Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, giving you one last update for the month of August. Now, technically, where I am in Atlanta, Georgia, it's about 1:45 in the morning, but hey, I'm going to play the time zone game on you. And A, I haven't gone to bed yet, and B, it's only, what would that make it, 10:45 in Phoenix, I think. Yeah, that sounds about right. So I'm still good either way you cut it. If we play by the Dog Days rules that many other people have been. Just finished up the second of two karaoke sessions over at the Hilton. I have walked back to the Embassy Suites and very warm from the walk. So I thought I'd cool off down here in the lobby, taking advantage of the overdone AC down here. It feels like it's about 65 degrees, which is great after you've been out walking in the hot, humid weather. And I figured out, well, let's take advantage of it rather than going up in the room and trying to cool off. I know Donna is fast asleep. Craig is probably zonked out. We were walking back. We walked over to the Hilton, and they were fully intending to hang out with us. Let me back up. This morning, got up, did the parade. Wonderful time. Put on the bald appliance, hopefully for the last time. Craig has been bugging me to shave my head, and I can't really do that while I'm employed because as I make videos, there's going to be this great discontinuity when we get to Dragon Con of here's Chuck with hair, here's Chuck with no hair, and then hair grows back over the succeeding months. But now that I'm retired, that may actually be a possibility. So we did the Dragon Con parade, and wonderful, wonderful group of people. Oh my gosh, we had some new people, we had some veterans, it was all ages, all groups, all Futurama fans, and we had some, we had New Edition. This is our 11th year doing the Dragon Con parade as the Futurama group. A couple of years ago, Scott Tyler stepped down from being Santa, and Gary Lindros graciously stepped up, and he is our Santa. And the group has been growing. There's been some people who can make it one year and not the other for family reasons or whatever. Wonderful time. I can't say enough about this group. I'm so happy with the way this turned out. You know, missed a few people who've been here in the past. Missed a few people that we saw the night before and went, hey, here's your wristband, and then they didn't show up. But you know, everybody's got their life to live. Everybody's got priorities. Everybody's, got their own thing. So who knows? Maybe they weren't feeling well. Maybe they stayed out too late. Not sure. Not blaming anybody of anything. Just so happy that the people who did show up. We got our annual picture on the steps of the church with everybody involved. I think the star of the show was the Scooty Puff Jr. Last year we had a fry who had a little kid's toy that he made into the Scooty Puff Jr. If you're familiar with the show, you'll know the running gag. It's a little vehicle that Fry takes from, I think it was the ship to one of the planets, and it's really a piece of junk, and the slogan is, Scooty Puff Jr. sucks! Well, it was rated for about 40 pounds, and here's an adult riding on it, so it did give out. He said, that's not happening this year. He went out and bought an electric scooter, not the kind you stand up on, but the kind you sit down, like a little moped kind of thing. And it moves. It goes about 15 miles an hour. And he put on this inflatable spacesuit, got in it, and was zipping around the whole parade, having the great time of his life. It was definitely a new high in terms of Dragon Con parade props. He went above and beyond, and again, couldn't be happier. Had a wonderful time. Came back from the parade, got back about the usual time, 11:30, noonish, and grabbed some lunch, cleaned up, took off the makeup, and took a long nap. Oof, that felt good. Needed the nap because we really didn't do much all afternoon except, wander around, watched part of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and then headed over to the Hilton. But Craig hadn't had a rest. He laid down and text message came in, so it didn't work all that well. By the time we got to the Hilton, we stopped in on one of the Trek panels and said, oh, someone's recording a podcast live. Let's check it out. More times than not, I am disappointed by live podcasts. Either people take their live show or the regular show, which is two people talking, and try to do that on stage, and it's just not that interesting. But for whatever reason, they had a pretty good crowd there. I would say probably, 40, maybe 50 people in the room. And they started out talking about how they've done their podcast for the last 7 years, and here's the format. And that was a nice introduction. But then they said, we're going to go back and redo some of those episodes, and here's what we plan to do starting in January. It just felt like a big commercial. We stayed there for about 30 minutes and went, I'm getting nothing out of this. There's no information. It's not even talking to the fandom. They would mention an episode and the crowd would cheer or groan or whatever they were supposed to do. And I just went, well, that had no substance. I was just very disappointed. When somebody in the audience would ask a question, they didn't repeat it. So a lot of the people in the back, like us, didn't hear it. So it just kind of bothered us. That was the only disappointment. Then Craig and Donna decided they were going to head back to the Embassy Suites. It was about 9:30, and they're getting tired, needed the rest. I'd rather have a sharp, crisp, rested Craig tomorrow when we have two panels to deliver than tired Craig who isn't functioning at top notch. So good on him for making that call. We had a wonderful karaoke session. Went from 10 to just after 12:30. We called it just before 1. There were a couple people who said, I'd really like to get in. And as usual, what happens is a lot of people leave, so we start really going through the queue fast. I'll call a name, and if they're not there, we go on to the next one. So what would normally take a couple hours for somebody to wait can be done in sometimes 20 minutes. They get their song up and go. And then I came back here. Now, I have one last update to give you on the road to retirement, at least in the... We've pretty much caught up to where we are today. And not much has happened as far as retirement goes since we got to Dragon Con. But I do want to answer the question of what's happening next. What are the plans after September 6th? If there's any updates between now, which is September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, I'll give you those updates on a daily basis. The Dog Days feed will be up and running until midnight, like the end of the day on the 6th. But September 6th, Donna and I are going to drive to San Diego. That is the office where I first started. That's the office where ServiceNow originated, although they moved a couple times in the San Diego area. And I've got a bunch of OG friends out there that I would love to see. I'm going to turn in the laptop. We can drive from Phoenix to San Diego to about 5.5 hours, 6 if you take your time. We're in no hurry, so we'll leave in the morning, breakfast time-ish, get there lunch or just after lunch. And our hotel is quite a bit away from the office, so we'll probably stop in the office, lounge around, say hi, have a happy hour in the afternoon with some friends. I have tried to coordinate with one of our events coordinators out there who does things like the homebrew competition in October. And I said, hey, I'm coming out. I started this conversation back in July, but to be honest, I still don't know what's happening. I haven't seen anything announced on our internal site. I gave her names of people I'd like to invite, if this is an invite-only thing, but I said, open it up to everybody. I say, Chuck's coming. We're going to hang out at 3 p.m. We'll open up the taps and have a happy hour. But I haven't seen anything official, so I may be just sitting there waiting for people to randomly pass by. I don't know. I've told a number of people I will be there, so they know to expect me. But I haven't made any formal invites, and I haven't seen anything. So it feels kind of weak, and I know this woman can really plan some good stuff and get things going. So I'll check when I get back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and see if there's anything planned. So I'll turn in the laptop, turn in my security badge, whatever, cut up the credit card, get rid of the MiFi that doesn't work anymore. And Saturday, the 7th, we're going to be having dinner with Steve Holden and his wife, Christy. Haven't seen them in a number of years. I know Steve Holden from the very early days of podcasting. He was one of the first ones I listened to in whatever it was, October of 2004. And I think he had 2 or maybe 3 at the time. He had Tech Rag Tearouts. I don't think he started the Jersey Boys podcast at that time, but he had several. And he and I have had many conversations along the last 20 years or so. So it'll be good to see him and catch up with him. Spent time with him when I was just starting at ServiceNow in June of 2010. And his kids were, you know, 8 or 10 years old. So, you know, 14 years has gone by. They're grown. They're probably gone. I'm looking forward to hearing what's been happening in his family. We did get together once or twice between 2010 and now. So having a good time on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, I forget which one. It's either Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're spending 3 of those days before we come back on the 12th or 13th. Spending 3 of those days at Disney. I forget, there's like Disneyland and Islands of Adventure or something. Donna's got tickets and whatnot planned for us. So we've got that all packed in there. We're going to spend some time just hanging out because it's only an hour and a half drive from our hotel up to Anaheim. So we can make that, hang out. We don't feel like we're under great pressure because we can do this multiple days. And looking forward to doing that. Just spending some time with Donna, hanging out, not worrying about work, not worrying about the mail that's piling up. And Tuesday, I specifically skipped over Tuesday the 10th. I will be going back into the office to have lunch with another team that wanted to have a get-together then. So I've worked with this team for a long, long time. Unfortunately, the girl who was the original manager, Katie, is no longer there. She has moved on to another area. I don't know if she's still with the company. Last I checked, she was not. But many of the people that I did work with, we originally engaged. I think I was doing some voiceovers for them on videos back in 2012, 2013. Even did some of the on-screen recordings and demos and whatnot for them in later years, but really haven't done much work for them. Here and there, maybe once a year, they'll send me a script and go, could you review this? Absolutely. So keeping the relationship alive, keeping the goodwill alive between the teams, and I don't think I've ever asked them for a return favor for a while, but just friendly people that I like working with and looking forward to seeing them again and bidding them farewell and well wishes and all that good stuff. So it was nice of one of the team members, Marcy, to ask me, hey, are you going to be in town? We'd love to have lunch with you. So she set that all up. In the meantime, after San Diego, Donna and I will be going to Mexico to celebrate our 36th anniversary. We had been to Zihuatanejo, which is next to Ixtapa in Mexico, in 2015, I think it was, about the same time of year, and really, really enjoyed it. It was just a nice, laid-back, not real busy, but not real primitive. Had a great time. So we said, let's see if we can get to the same hotel. Unfortunately, there are no direct flights now, as there were in 2015, from Phoenix to Zihuatanejo. So we have to get over to L.A. and then hop down. We were originally going to do the Disney travel then, but we said, let's move that up. We're going to be in San Diego. We're going to be right next door. Why not? We don't have to add extra nights on there. So we'll get into Zihuatanejo and celebrate our 36th wedding anniversary. And after that, later in October, we are going to drive up back to Michigan and Wisconsin, visit family, visit friends, take in a Packer game, see our daughter and her husband that live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We're going to see my parents and my sister. I think we're spending Halloween there. I'm told Traverse City has a wonderful Halloween. So we'll do that. That just happened to work out that way. And then we'll see the Green Bay Packers play the Detroit Lions on November 3rd. We've got tickets for that hotel set up. So the plans are falling into place. Then I may have mentioned this, and forgive me if any of this is repeat along the way. There's been a lot of topics and a lot of sidebars, but I've got a toe that I injured years ago, 25 years or more, and it just never really healed right, and now it's starting to become a problem slowly and surely. And I thought, let's take care of it. You know, while I'll be on a scooter for like 8 weeks, can't drive, can't do much, so this would be a good time before we get into our spring vacations where we're doing the Star Trek cruise and 80s cruise next February and March. So looking forward to those. I do have a retirement party planned in Phoenix, so if anybody happens to be in the area, September 21st, we're going to get together at our place, and celebrate with some friends on Saturday afternoon. So other than that, I need to work on getting in this mindset of being comfortable with not being busy all the time, because I have a tendency to you know, look at my calendar in the morning and what do I have to do and what are my tasks. And I'm sure there will still be plenty of that. You know, if we're planning a vacation, that's a project. If I'm remodeling something, that's a project. If I need to build, that's a project. But there's not going to be this constant set of projects thrown at me for work. So look, I need to learn to slow down and be okay with not having a specific set of tasks every day other than, hey, we need to, is it grocery day? I do need to set up some routine. So there's a thing at church called Men's Breakfast, Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. The older gentlemen get together and those who can. And we have kind of a Bible study thing going. You get to know some of those guys. And I have an ulterior motive for that. I'm looking for a golf buddy. I would very much like to get back into playing golf on a regular basis. I haven't played in about 2, maybe 3 years. I think the last time I went, I had new grips put on, and they're probably out in the garage rotting at this point. So I'll need to re-grip. That's not a very economical way to use your golf clubs, is re-grip them every time you play. So I need to learn to adjust to what that new lifestyle is going to be. It's going to be different, and I don't know what tools I will need to get me through that. So am I still going to need Evernote? Am I still going to do the Remarkable? Am I still going to use what tools I do to keep myself organized? Because it's going to be a different pace. It's going to be a different set of projects. But I think the fundamentals will still be there. When something comes up, what does it mean? Where does it go? What resources do I need? How do I take care of this? When is it due? Those will always be with us, but probably not at the same pace. And there won't be any competition between work projects and home projects. There will be different categories, I'm sure. So I'm still thinking through all this stuff. I don't have all the answers yet, and some of them will reveal themselves in the upcoming months, I'm sure. So that's my conclusion to the official dog days, but I will keep going and do my best to give you a podcast a day for August 31st, 2024, be it as it may. An hour or so left, Pacific time, Arizona time. I wish you all the best. Take care, stay safe, and know that I love you. I will talk to you real soon. Bye.